let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up our souls to you. We offer up our hearts to you. We offer up our minds to you, that you may lead us, guide us, and show us how we may serve you in the glorification of your name. Let all we do lead others to be saved, and let us always be shining lights into the darkness, that holiness may lead all to your kingdom. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Thursday morning, and you're listening either by podcast, or it's midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we are now officially in the next stage of our country. However our country goes and where it is going and everything else, we, just like everything else, we take everything day by day, and we wait for where the Lord is leading us. And in light of that, one of the powerful things that we need to fully understand is, how is it that we're called to serve Christ, and what is it that leads us closer to him? And one of the things I said on the other show, which I think is, I think it's one of the powerful things that I learned when I first time in my life did the consecration of to Christ through Mary from Father Michael Gately, and that's where I read some of the material from Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who's one of my favorite saints. So anyway, what Saint Maximilian Kolbe taught is, if you want to be a saint, and the formula he wrote, I mean, he was, by the way, a kind of an engineer too. He wrote, a capital W plus a small w equals S. In other words, if you want to be a saint, the capital W means God's will, and the small w means our will, and equals S. Well, what it means is, when our will and God's will are matching, that's what leads us to holiness. Now, how do we do that? Well, one of the petitions in the Our Father is, may your will be done. So when we ask and we petition the Lord for what we may need, or even what we may not, or what we may want, the thing we always need to do is say, however, I want my will to be your will, and I want you to answer in accordance with your will, not my will. And when we pray that, that's an extremely powerful prayer, because what you're actually saying is, ultimately, this is what I see I need, but you are God and I am not, and therefore I trust you completely to grant what I need. And when things get extremely difficult and extremely painful, we can turn to the Lord and we can say to the Lord, help me in this situation in accordance with your will. Because when you're going through a difficult time, one of the things that can happen is you can be focused on, I'm going through a painful time and I want this to stop, but the stopping may not in the long run help your situation, but you may think it does. So for example, I don't know, let me think of an example. If the doctor is working on your leg, granted, you'd normally have some form of anesthesia, but let's just say he's doing some kind of work on your leg, that your leg is sprained. I'll do it that way. So he's checking you. And he said, no, I want you to stop. Well, if the doctor stops, he can't help you to enter what needs to be done to allow your leg to heal. So he can't stop. And if he does, then you lose in the long run. So it's kind of along that lines. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert Chaikar, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish. And I welcome you to our broadcast every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're also available at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And that's 12 midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. So you see what I'm saying? So whenever we are in prayer, if we're always saying, however, I want my will to be to match your will, that is a powerful prayer. And it's also a prayer of a form of self-denial, because we can say, this is what I want, Lord, but the thing I want more than that is what you want for me. That's what I want more than it. I want your will done in my life, not my will. And if you really think about that prayer, that can be a real risky prayer, because what you're ultimately saying is, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I feel is best for me, but you know better than me, so I will trust you with everything. That's pretty powerful and can be pretty scary as well. And if we're going through a difficult time and we pray that, say, look, I want this to stop, but you know, you may be using this in order to bring me closer to you, and I would rather that than this stop. Do you see what I'm saying? So when we are saying those words, may your will be done, it is a form of self-denial. It's a form of saying, Lord, may your will be done, and may your will supersede my will. And it is a form of self-denial. So it's an extremely powerful prayer. And that's what Maximilian Kolbe was talking about. W plus W equals S. God's will, when God's will matches our will, or when our will matches God's will, that's the road to holiness, because that's what the saints would do. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, here on 590 AM. And we're here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
Though in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Hey, just a reminder that Granada House here in Alston is looking for clothes. If you have any winter clothes that you are trying to donate to somewhere, well, Granada House is a place that's looking for it. Granada House is a place for people who are dealing with substance abuse issues. You can find them on the web at granadahouse.org. That's granadahouse.org. And keep in mind, as you heard, we have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can contact us, you can read our blog, you can join our Substack newsletter, and you can also hear the archives of the show and so much more. That's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Now, did you hear the commercial? This is one of my favorite verses, Sirach chapter 2. When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Be sincere of heart, steadfast, undisturbed in times of adversity. For in fire gold is tested, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. So in other words, when you're going through your toughest time, that's where God is refining your faith. That's where he is leading you closer to you. So you don't want to turn around and say, I want this to stop, if it's going to keep you away from the Lord. But you realize it's that difficult time that you have to go through. It's kind of like sandpaper, although a lot of times the difficult times is worse than sandpaper by a long shot. But it's kind of like sandpaper. But what you're saying, and I suppose you wouldn't take sandpaper to gold, but you know what I'm saying. And there are difficult times, or they're like fire and gold, and you're being refined. And so it's at that time that your prayer can be most strongest to say, may your will be done. But that prayer can be said all the time. May your will be done in all that I do. And even as you begin your day, and I've done this too. Lord, may your will be done today. May my will match your will, or your will match my will in what happens today. So it's a powerful prayer that we can say. It's a powerful prayer that we can live, so that we understand that that is the road to holiness. I always like to bring up St. Teresa of Avila's famous story, or actually like parable, I guess you could say, about if you understand that union with God is the greatest of all treasures, that would be heaven, but that's union with God. And actually, it's a form of equality with God. if you really understand, because we in heaven we are divinized, and that's why when St. James says that now we see as in a mirror, and of course back in his days mirrors weren't that good, but then we will see face to face. Well, that's what he's talking about. So it's a powerful, powerful treasure. And she says, what a stupid idea that this road that leads you to the greatest of all treasures is filled with obstacles, thieves, and marauders. You know, what a stupid idea that it is not filled with obstacles, thieves, and marauders. So you can see that it's a difficult road, but that's how the Lord also refines you and draws you close to Him. St. Rose of Lima used to say, if people knew how much their difficulties led them closer to Christ, they would ask for more of them. So you understand that. So one of the ways to pray that is an extremely strong prayer is, may your will be done today. So as you are working, or as you're just listening to this, or as you are resting, trying to get back to sleep, which I might be doing at this point, whatever the case may be, remember those words. And and remember that perspective, that what you want is what God wants. May your will be done in my life. And keeping that in mind, that will always lead you closer to Christ all the time. And it is an intensely powerful prayer. So remember that. And if you're going through a difficult time as you're working, if you're going through or anything, if you're dealing with some form of a disease, or if you're dealing with some form of trial or tribulation, or if you're dealing with anything, may your will be done in my life. And by doing that, you can still pray for what you would like. Lord, I would like X, Y, and Z, but ultimately I want what you want for me. There's another thing St. Paul says is to pray. It's in Romans 12. When you offer up your prayer, offer your prayers and petitions filled with gratitude, and you're thanking God for what you're trusting that God's going to react, and you're thanking God for what He is going to do, however He responds. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back at midnight and 3 o'clock a.m. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us, you can send us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.